This is the Jason Greger Show podcast presented by Lakewood Chevrolet. Good people, great service, and also voted the number one dealer in Canada at DealerRater.ca. Check them out, LakewoodChev.com.
Craig Morgan, who has been covering the Coyotes for a long time at ArizonaSports.com. Craig, yesterday Gary Bettman came out and said, hey, it's just not feasible. The team can't make money if it stays at the Glendale Arena, which I don't think is a surprise to you or anybody else. But realistically, how do you think the Arizona lawmakers take that? Like, is Arizona gonna rush to help the Coyotes find a new home? What's going to happen?
No, I think it might have the opposite effect, actually. I think they might dig in their heels. I don't think they would take kindly to a threat, and that's how it's being perceived in some parts here. So I don't expect that to have much of an impact on this legislation they're trying to get passed to create a tax district for them that would help fund the stadium. I just don't see that passing. If by some miracle it gets through the Senate, I don't think it'll get through the House, so they'll have to move on to another option.
Craig, Gary Bettman mentioned several options, nothing specific today. How many realistic options do you see? You follow this closer than anybody.
Well, if you take all the options that require taxpayer funds to build out of the equation, I see one. I reported a story back in October that there is a group associated with the Pima Maricopa Indian community, which borders Scottsdale, that wants to build the Coyotes a 20,000 seat arena. It would require no taxpayer money. In fact, they have sovereign nation status, so taxpayers and the state government have nothing to say in the matter. Ooh. It would all be privately funded. So it's time, probably, you know, as soon as this legislation dies, which I think it will be time for the Coyotes to start having that conversation with that group.
Has this group sort of been bubbling under, waiting to take a real crack at this out on that land? Or have they been sort of quiet until it plays out?
I think it's a little of both. They wanted to get a conversation. As I reported back in October, they had a meeting set up with the Coyotes, but that meeting got canceled at the last minute. But I think they'd like to get together with them again. Look, it's a pretty unique situation where you don't have to, as I mentioned earlier, involve any taxpayer money. Mm-hmm. There's none of the political hurdles that these other sites have faced. And when you have a group telling you that they have the financing in place to build you an arena, and that tribe, by the way, built the spring training facility for the Diamondbacks at a cost, I believe, of somewhere between $340, $350 million, and they paid it off quickly. They have the funds. They have the funding to do this. So it really becomes about the Coyotes not being able to manage that arena, so they would lose some revenue streams. They'd have to negotiate something else there. And then maybe there's an issue of control, what sort of control this group might have over the team. So, but again, like I said, if this legislation dies, they don't have any other options, so it's time to get to the table.
Now, getting to the table, Gary Bettman always likes to threaten. That's kind of been his way at every market he comes in. Oh, you better build the team or they might leave. And, you know, we even saw it in Edmonton, which is a hockey mad market. You know, are people tired of woe is me from the Arizona Coyotes, like outside of the diehard hockey fans?
Probably. I don't think there's much of an appetite across the entire country for publicly funded stadiums. I think that's what we've seen over the last several years. So, yeah, I think that's the general sentiment here, that they don't want to see it paid for. But I think a lot of people still would like to see the team stay. They just like to see them find another way to get an arena built.
Yeah. Craig, in the interim, because no matter what comes of this, it doesn't happen tomorrow, because we're talking about building a facility. Will the Coyotes just stay in Glendale as long as they have to, or are there any other options? I'm thinking, and you might have to update me, of America West Arena, where at least the losses are less than what they would be while they're waiting for the new rink.
Yeah, I mean, that's always an option. They've already extended their lease at Gila River Arena in Glendale for another year, so they will be there next season. And AEG, which manages the arena, has a standing agreement with the Coyotes that they can renew on a year-to-year basis. So, you know, I don't know what happens if the Coyotes suddenly say, yeah, we are in fact going to another location. if the city of Glendale gets so angry that they decide to tell AEG, no, we don't want you back for that following season. I can't imagine they would do that because you still need the revenue. But we'll have to wait how that plays out. But at least for next season, they have a home at Gila River Arena. And if I'm a betting person, I would guess that they would be there until they move into whatever new arena they get built here.
Craig Morgan joining us from Arizona, the Coyotes. Now, the other option, and of course the Indian man you brought up is a very intriguing one. So they want to build it, but would the Coyotes run it? Do you think the Coyotes would have to put in some money to it? Is that the most likely scenario you see unfolding here in the next few years?
Well, if the legislation dies, yes. There aren't any other options that I'm aware of out there. But in terms of the funding, the Coyotes would not have to put any money into building the arena. Again, it's all privately funded. But that group would, in fact, own and control the arena. The Coyotes would not. They would not manage it. So they wouldn't have the associated revenue streams that you normally have when you manage an arena.
So revenue would be based on TV deals?
TV deal, ticket sales, all that. You know, a lot of the stuff will still go to the team. It's just there are other revenue streams that you get when you are managing an arena, whether it's concerts, et cetera. Those things would all go to that group. But I believe that group is actually open to negotiating other revenue streams for the Coyotes so that they can make up whatever they would lose in that situation.
Well, yeah, and you broke the story, Craig. I mean, it's just common sense that less revenue but a small profit is better than a horrible loss every year.
Do you see, like, Craig, you covered this team, and, you know, you've been writing there before, maybe even on the beat of the Coyotes. Like, is there long-term sustainability in that market?
Well, that's what we have to find out. You know, they need to have the right situation. You know, they finally have an ownership group, which was a big problem for a long time when this team was under league ownership. And, of course, the previous owner tried to put them into bankruptcy when they were still out in Glendale. They need a winning product on the ice. Obviously, this market is pretty fickle anyway. You need to put a pretty consistent product on the ice. You need to have stable ownership, and you need to be in the right location. Look, I know a lot of people don't like to hear on the west side that this is a bad location for the Coyotes, but the bottom line is the East Valley, the east side of this town, the population is about twice what it is in the West Valley. And this is where the wealth base and where their season ticket holders are as well. So it just makes sense to be closer to your core. And, you know, when all that is said and done, if they can get that done and if they still can't succeed, then you may look at this market and say maybe it just isn't a sustainable hockey market. But I don't think that they have been in the right situation yet to find out.
Now, I know the biggest concern is the land where Glendale's situated is too far away. Now, you mentioned that the Indian land is just on the edge. So is it that much closer to Scottsdale? Or if you build it there, will that still be a concern for travel?
It literally borders Scottsdale. So it's not, you know, it's not downtown Phoenix, which I think everyone thinks would be the optimal location because it's centrally located. But again, the East Valley is a larger population. If you look at where their season ticket holders come from, they are by and large East Valley residents. So it gives them a better chance. Again, it's not downtown. It's not that core location that they'd like to have if the Phoenix Suns would ever partner with them, which they won't. But it's a better situation than they have in Glendale right now.
Yeah, Craig, it's interesting. I worked the beat both at America West Arena and in Glendale when the Coyotes played out of there. I'm just looking at some numbers from 2000. I don't know what the numbers are in Glendale this season for average attendance, but if you go back to 99-2000, they were still a hair under 15,000, and that's when the team was relatively new in the new arena. Now, I know America West was not a great hockey building in terms of the end zone seats overhanging the boards and stuff, but they've never really blown the doors off attendance-wise. I don't mean lead the league, but just be in the top half.
Yeah, and maybe they won't ever be, but I think if they could get somewhere just around 14,000, they'd probably be happy. You know, when you look at the league, too, let's face it, attendance isn't the all-be-all, end-all driver of of financial success that it used to be in the NHL. There are a lot of other revenue streams as well associated with this league, and there's revenue sharing, as we all know. There are a lot of different ways to bring in money. I just think that they'd like to get that number up a little higher. It would obviously help their bottom line significantly. And then if you can get on the east side of town, again, you're going to have all the other associated things as well. You're going to probably have more corporate sponsorship. You're going to have all those associated revenues as well.
Now, Craig, what about the team? Obviously, like in most markets, if the team's better on the ice, you're going to have more success. And they had a good playoff run a few years back, but you know, now they're kind of back being a basement team again. Are you confident that management is going to hold up their end of the bargain? Because you can get an all-new rink and be fancy and everything, but if the team's still terrible, it's, you know, for that long of a time, it's still going to be hard to grab the excitement of the outside of the diehard fan.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And look, they've made no bones about saying that they're in a rebuilding project, and there are some talented prospects in this system, but obviously it would have helped the Coyotes a whole lot if they would have won one of those last two lotteries and landed the franchise centers that came out. You can just look at what they've done for the teams they're on now. That, to me, is the big question mark with this team. I like what they have coming on the wings. They have some very talented prospects. I think that's where Clayton Keller is going to end up when it's all said and done. They have some intriguing defensive prospects. Oliver Ekman-Larsson has already established himself, but Jacob Chychrun has really shown some good things this season. To me, it's all a question of whether they can solidify that center position. Now Christian Dvorak has come a long way this season, but they still don't know what they have in Dylan Strome, and they probably need even more than that. They're going to have another high draft pick. Maybe that's where they spend it. Maybe they're active this summer, but they still need to shore up that position, in my opinion, if they're going to become a legitimate playoff contender.
How would you rank their young GM? How do you think he's done?
I just think it's way too early to offer anything like that. He's not even through a first full season yet. Now, there are a couple things that I like that he did at the draft. Jacob Chychrun, getting him was one of them. Using their cap space as an asset to take on some dead contracts. They got a couple other interesting prospects as well. Anthony DeAngelo is one on their blue line as well. But it's just, like I said, it's way too early to assess him as a GM yet. I think we need to get a couple seasons in before we have a real feel for what he's done on the job.
Craig, great rundown, man. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.